Welcome to Voices from the Street, the radio ministry of the Sacramento Union Gospel Mission. Prepare your heart for laughter and tears as we share the unpolished stories of the homeless and hurting, hope and transformation. Here is your host, Director of the Union Gospel Mission, Pastor Tim Lane.
Well, I'm glad you joined me. Last week, I had a friend of mine on who is a chaplain at the mission. His name is Joe King, and Joe has agreed to come back and we'll do this show today. He's got a lot of great things to tell us about. But you know what? Once again, I always like to try to encourage the folks that are out there. And so we're coming now to that time that we're having Thanksgiving. And my question is, what are you thankful for? Are you thankful because you've got family, friends, a turkey on the table, which are all great things to be thankful for? But are you thankful for your salvation? Do you have salvation? And if you are, do you give thanks on a day-by-day, moment-by-moment basis to the Lord and Savior, our Lord and Savior, who has rescued you from eternal darkness? I mean, it's not a said thing. It's not something just old-time preachers used to say. The Bible is a living, breathing Word of God. No, you can't change it. It doesn't change. It's inerrant in just the way it is. But in those words, we find life because Jesus is life. And so when we're coming to these holidays, if we're feeling lonely or lost or beside ourselves, we maybe need to look to see how our walk is with Christ, if it is at all. And now the other part of that is that when we are coming to this season, do we remember what it's about? I mean, do we remember even what the Thanksgiving Day celebration is supposed to be about? You know, those pilgrims weren't just thankful for food and for getting through the winter, but, you know, the very first thing they did when they got off the Mayflower was build a little place to be their church and to give grace or to give thanks to God for the grace He bestowed on us. But over and above all that, we also need to look past Thanksgiving to the Christmas celebration. And we celebrate the day that Christ was born. Yes, I know, it wasn't on the 25th. It doesn't matter. We are celebrating the birth of Christ, but why are we celebrating it? What does it mean to you? Is it just, you know, I celebrate that little baby born in a manger because the angels sang and it was just wonderful? Or do we look past that and realize that with that birth came the life, the death, the burial, and the resurrection to pay the penalty for your sins and my sins? You know what? As it was said on Sunday by Robert Briggs out at Emmanuel Baptist Church, he had said that, you know, that you need to embrace and understand the grace of Jesus Christ, don't you? You need to understand that we have truly been saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. We need to understand that it is not just a sweeping away of our sins, that it is the grace of God who paid the penalty. And you know what? And so what Robert had said, and I was out at his church, what he had said was that if you could live a perfect, sinless life, you still wouldn't earn heaven because you have Adam's sin in your blood. And so the best thing about the grace of Jesus Christ is you can't earn God's love and you can't earn your salvation, but He's willing to give it to you free. So as we come to this final segment with my friend Joseph, how do you feel about this time of year?
I'm always very excited about this time of year because there's greater opportunity to use what's given to us in nature, yep, and given to us by way of tradition. And these are good traditions. to capitalize on the gospel.
Amen.
Declaring the gospel, sharing the gospel, proclaiming the gospel, and pointing others to the Lord Jesus Christ, and to remind people that God is good, and that we owe our lives, and we owe love to Him, because He is a God of love, and we are called to reciprocate that love, right? And the only way that we can do that is by repenting of our sins and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. And then the Holy Spirit enters into our hearts and then to transform us, to make us like the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. You just, if you want to see God's love, you could just read the book of Romans. You can go to Galatians, which is very short, and you can see that it's about love, it's about grace, it's about not your works, but and it is faithfulness to Christ, faithfulness not out of an obligation or to earn anything, but out of the love, the gratitude that we were first given while we were, and people hate this, but it's true. I don't care if you didn't think you were. It says, while we were yet enemies of God. And so if you're not in Christ, you're an enemy of God. And people say, well, I'm not His enemy. Well, the Bible disagrees with you. And so, but if you don't like that title, there's an easy way to get rid of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if a person is in Christ Jesus, Joseph, how important is it for them to find a good Bible-believing church and become a part of it?
That's a good question. Well, it's a very, very high priority, right? From those whom Jesus died for, He calls them to Himself. And everyone who Jesus calls to Himself and He's died for, He guarantees, right, that they would come to Him, but also come to those also who are members of His body, which is His church and which is His people. Yeah, so you can't not like or love those whom Christ came to die for and calls them all to Himself in gathering as local congregations.
Yeah, we've talked about this before too, that you are called to love your brothers and sisters in Christ. You're called to love the people around you. You're called to love even the people you don't really like, but you're also called to love your enemies. What greater love or outcropping of love is to tell your lost neighbor about the Lord Jesus Christ, right?
Yep.
Brothers and sisters, if you are, if you claim to be a Christian and you are okay going to heaven by yourself, you better check to see if you're actually walking with Christ, right?
That's right, yeah.
And so we've got a whole world. I drive down the street and sometimes my heart is so burdened looking at all the people who just, you know, especially at the mission, they are hopeless and helpless and all those kind of things and filled with pride that, you know, they're going to do it their way. Well, you know, their way leads to destruction. But Christ's way lives to a fulfillment in life and eternity with Christ.
Yes.
It's not just simply that we are going to die and go to heaven. Our lives here are better. And no, don't misunderstand me. He's not promising you that you're going to be rich, that you're going to be handsome, that you're going to be wealthy and all those kind of things. He never promised any of that. Matter of fact, He said, in this world you will have trouble. But what He does guarantee you is a life that is filled with the fulfillment of God's love for us. Correct, Joe?
That's correct.
Yeah. Do we go through trials and tribulations?
Absolutely.
And does that mean God loves us less?
No, He loves us. He loves us because He is love.
Yeah.
And He cannot but love us. And that's the amazing thing. He doesn't, and He knows everything about us. And we're aware of our own failures and sins. But yet, God does not reject us. He doesn't scold us. And He doesn't even tell us to go clean up our act. He tells us to come to him, and he will give us everything that we need, and that is a right relationship with him and to enjoy him, to know him and to enjoy him. And that's eternal life, is to know God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so knowing God is the icing on the cake, as it were, right?
Uh-huh. Like, I would say that.
It's him.
Yeah.
It's him. We need him, right? And we need to enjoy him and glorify him in our lives. And that's when we're happiest, by the way.
It is. It is. It's an amazing dichotomy that, you know, the Christian walk is that you give away and yet God supplies. You are broken and he builds you up. You are humiliated and humbled mm-hmm. by something, and yet he chooses to lift you, your feet on high.
That's right.
And yet the proud he opposes.
Mm-hmm.
And your arrogance is not tasteful to God.
Right.
You know, and all the sacrifices and all those things are only important if you are truly in faith. And even David said that when he said the blood of bulls and goats you do not want. You think, well, wait a minute, what are you talking about? The whole Old Testament was built on animal sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
But he turned it around and he said, but a broken and a contrite heart, this you will not reject.
Mm-hmm.
And then the blood of bulls and goats. So sacrifices are then sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Those things that you do in the name of Christ with that right heart are sweet to the Lord. Before that, all of men's works are as filthy rags, right?
Right.
And so when we talk about fulfillment in life, we're not talking about health, wealth, and material possessions necessarily, right?
That's correct.
We also don't want to say that those that have material possessions shouldn't.
Right.
It's what you believe in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's why the Bible is very clear, and so many people misquote it. You hear it all the time. Well, money is the root of all evil. No, it isn't. Mm-hmm. It has no intrinsic good or bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
It says what?
The love of money.
The love of money. And you don't even have to have money to love it.
That's great.
Right?
That's great.
Matter of fact, the love of money can overwhelm you because you don't have it, and you'll do anything, rob, steal, murder, cheat, lie, anything to get that money. You've made money your God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's why when we look at ourselves, even when Paul said, you know, the things I want to do, I do not do, but the things I do want to do, I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I got that backwards. But regardless, the bottom line comes down to that was very encouraging to me, because so many times in my life, the things I want to do, I do not do. But the things that I do want to do, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, who will rescue me from this body of death?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's my God through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. So two of the most incredible words in the whole of the Bible are, but God. Every preacher sometimes will have that in a sermon, I believe. Maybe not all of them, but God. Because that is the answer to things. I'm hopeless, but God. I am a terrible sinner, but God. I can't find my way through the darkness, but God. Every objection you put up, but God. That answers it, right, Joseph?
Amen. But God is rich in mercy.
Yes. And slow
to anger.
Yes, he is.
And abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness.
Amen. Yep. Amen. And so, has he worked like that in your life?
Yes.
Have you had trials and tribulations?
Yes.
I know you have, and me too. But even when Olga went home to be with the Lord, yeah, we'd been married for decades, and I still miss her. But the bottom line is, I knew that she was safe in his hands,
yeah.
And I knew that she would never want to come back from that. And I knew she never blamed him for the MS she had, and I didn't blame him for her going home. I was crushed, but he was there. I was by myself. It was during COVID, and I was sick, and I was at home, and I was by myself. My kids came by, but they couldn't come in. They had to keep their distance. And I was, you know, I couldn't go to the mission, and I couldn't do any of those things. But in those lonely times, it's like David in the cave, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing and no one to rely on but Christ. And I know some of the afflictions you've had, there was Christ, right?
Amen.
But God.
That's right.
So I can tell you this. You can try to work your way into heaven, but it won't work.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can rely on the grace of God, but you can give up the thought that you're doing anything. There is no meritocracy in salvation.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do anything. You weren't sick. You weren't very sick. You were very dead. And so God had to lift you out of that, right?
Yep.
So have you felt God's presence during those times?
Absolutely. As you mentioned too, I've had some seasons of afflictions. And in the midst of those afflictions, I can see God's tender care as a good shepherd.
Amen.
Of his people. You know, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know,
I will not fear, for
you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And so God is as a good heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ is the good shepherd of his people. He not only he allows us afflictions, right? Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. There's always a lesson to learn from all the afflictions that we have, that we go through, so that our dependency and our need for the Lord Jesus Christ and his sufficiency is shining forth through the experience of afflictions and sufferings and tribulations. And God is faithful, right? God is faithful, and he provides. He always provides. He always provides. Yeah.
Always. So when we go through a time of trial and tribulation, does that mean God's mad at us?
No. It's a sign of God's love for us. Yeah, for whom the Lord loves, he chastens everyone that he receives. It's, you know, I was thinking about this, about one of the other chaplains the other day. I was talking about how God wants us to endure in the midst of trial and sufferings, right? He's teaching us to endure, because ultimately he wants us to, he's transforming us into the likeness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame.
Uh-huh.
You know, sat down and seated at the right hand of the Father, throne on high. And then it says, consider him, lest you become weary and discouraged in your soul.
Amen.
Yes.
You know, one of the great examples in the Bible is a pregnant woman. She endures that pain and that suffering. And if you're a woman out there and you've had children, you know what I'm talking about. And guys, if you've ever held the hand of a woman in labor, you know the pain that she can inflict on you during that pain. No, I'm kidding. But the bottom line is, they have said that childbirth is one of the most excruciating pains a woman can go through. That's an 8-pound baby. Well, in the case of my son, it was a 10-pound, 1.5-ounce baby. Yeah, big boy. But the bottom line is, why would she do that for the joy to come, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then at 16, she kind of questions that. But no, I'm kidding, you guys. That childbirth is soon forgotten afterwards because of the joy of having the child there.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, the world is suffering in the pangs of childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
And our Lord and Savior, never feel like he has abandoned you. If you're truly walking with Jesus Christ, that's why when you were talking about it, where we walk sometimes through the valley of the shadow of death, and we know that he is with us. He is bigger than us. Mm-hmm. David in the cave knew that God was with him, and he learned more in the cave than he would learn in the castle. And too bad he didn't remember more about the cave mm-hmm. in the castle, that's right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes, true, have you noticed in your life, my life, other people's lives, that sometimes when everything's too easy, there's a drifting away?
Yes. In fact, I always say, my life's getting too easy and too soft. Something's wrong.
Uh-oh. Something's coming.
Yeah. Maybe Satan is trying to seduce me to seek for those flowery beds of ease where it's just going to be, I just want to sit on those flowery beds of ease and forget about our calling, right? And our calling and our identity as Christians.
Yeah.
Christ suffered, we suffer, right?
Yeah, I was counseling a man one time when we were talking about that very issue, that he was struggling with the lust of the eye mm-hmm. and things on the internet and stuff like that. And he said that a Christian psychologist had told him it's natural. I said, well, you know what? It's the first thing that guy has said to you that's correct. It's natural. But he's intimating it's okay, and I'm not. Mm-hmm. Natural simply means that, what does the Bible say? So you do not do the things you want to do. Mm-hmm. So it's natural to want to do those things, but it isn't spiritual. Mm-hmm. It isn't good. It isn't God's way. Mm-hmm. You know, that is such a lame excuse. Because, well, God made me this way. Come on, that's just a cop-out, right? You know? Yeah. Well, you know, it's natural for me to do these things. Well, good for you.
Yeah,
but what does the Bible say about it? And that's why we like to have the Bible as our, wait for it, our arbiter, right? Mm-hmm. To show us the way. When we're in doubt, start reading that Bible of yours. God speaks through his word. Mm-hmm. And through godly men and women, God speaks to you. So, Joe, I know that you're just starting as a chaplain there. I believe that God was always calling you there. I wanted you a year ago to be there, as you know.
That's correct.
And so now you're there. You got some expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So good. And so your family's all on board with this?
That's correct.
Oh, that's good. You know what? A man, especially a man who's a pastor, a teacher, or a counselor, needs to have his family behind him.
Amen.
So, Joe, just one question. We're out of time. Would you be willing to come back on the show again after you've had some time at the mission so we can see what the differences are?
Yes, of course.
All right.
Yeah, that would be my joy and my privilege.
Well, and my joy and my privilege is also to have you sitting across from me today and knowing that you're at the mission, knowing that that once again a true child of God is going to be counseling our men. I've been blessed with Chris, who's there. So listen, folks, as always, until we meet again, my God holds you in the palm of his hand.
You've been listening to Voices from the Street, the radio ministry of the Sacramento Union Gospel Mission. If your heart's been touched and you want to know more about the work of the mission, log on to UGMSAC.com, UGMSAC.com. To donate clothing, food, time, or financial help, call 916-447-3268, 916-447-3268. Thank you so much for listening. Join us again next week at the same time for Voices from the Street.